Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hey, Emily. You look like you're feeling worse. Why don't you go lay down?
No, it's just a cold. I'll be all right. Is it okay if Matthew comes in for a drink?
Sure. Hey, Matthew.
Hi, Mr. Jones.
Good timing. I need your help.
Ours? What are you doing?
I'm trying out a new recipe. Sit down. See if this clears up your head, Em.
A new recipe? Oh, no, Dad.
No comments, at least until you try it. Here.
What is it?
It looks like melted crayons.
That's funny. Well, it won't taste like melted crayons. Take a bite.
Seriously?
Seriously, don't be such a coward.
Now?
Yes, now. Go on, eat. Have a spoonful. There you go. So tell me, what do you think?
Am I speaking to you as my father or as a county judge?
Water, please.
You don't like it?
Let's talk about the word like for a minute, Dad.
Well, if that doesn't beat all.
No offense, Mr. Jones, but what exactly is this stuff?
Well, it's chili, of course.
Chili?
Yes, chili. You really didn't know.
Well, I guess it's sort of chili-like in color and texture.
But what's this lumpy stuff?
Cornmeal. That's the brilliant part, don't you see? Our family likes to put corn chips in chili. But the problem is that the chili to corn chip ratio is always changing. Either you need more chili because you put in too many corn chips, or you constantly need to refresh the corn chip supply in your bowl. So I thought, hey, why not make something that gives you the perfect synthesis of taste? A pre-mixed chili and corn chip meal. Hassle-free and ready to eat.
Oh. Well, that's a great idea, Mr. Jones.
You really think so?
Sure. In theory.
In theory. Now you're just trying not to hurt my feelings. Come on, Emily. You don't worry about things like diplomacy. Give it to me straight.
Well, Dad, to be honest, this is one of those times when you thought things over just a little too much, and in doing that, missed the point.
Oh. So what point did I miss?
Well, the whole point of corn chips and chili is to give it some crunch.
Crunch? Yeah, that makes sense.
As a contrast with the hot, soupy sort of thing chili does.
Okay.
And when you mix it in ahead, it becomes soggy, so it's not really doing what you want it to do.
Yeah, I see.
And another thing, Dad, when Mom makes chili, it's always a bit spicy. Not too spicy, but spicy. There's supposed to be like a zing to it.
Zing?
Yeah, zing. What did you put in the chili part of the chili?
Well, what you would expect, I guess. Beans, hamburger meat, tomatoes, the usual.
What about chili powder?
I put a teaspoon in. You know how chili powder makes me get all sweaty on my forehead? So I cut back. Besides, it was all we had left.
A teaspoon? What's the recipe call for?
Well, let's see. 2 to 4 tablespoons.
Aha! So you don't have much chili powder in it at all. I don't think you can call it chili without chili powder, Dad.
Well, when you're right, you're right. I'll call your mom to pick up more at the store.
Where is Mom, anyway? Shouldn't she be here keeping you out of this kind of trouble?
She's running errands. It's gone to her voicemail. Oh, well.
We can go to the store to get some, and I can get a drink.
Good idea. Dad, don't touch anything until we get back.
Gotcha. And thanks for being honest with me, Emily. I count on that. You saved me a lot of embarrassment at the church meeting tonight.
You were going to serve this at church?
Uh-huh.
There must be laws against that.
What?
Oh, nothing. We'll be back. See ya.
Bye.
So, you really tell your dad what you think?
Of course. Don't you tell your dad what you think?
Yeah, but not the way you do it. You're blunt. I don't think my dad would handle blunt very well. He might think I was being disrespectful.
In my family, being straightforward and honest is the highest form of respect.
Yeah, well, that sounds good in theory.
In theory? Like my dad's chili was a good idea, in theory?
Something like that. Oh, here comes Barrett. You may want to warn him about your dad's chili.
Oh, in the bushes, quick!
What? What's wrong with you?
Shh. Barrett is walking Priscilla Peterson home from band practice.
So?
This is so cute. I think Barrett really likes her.
Great. So why are we hiding in the bushes?
Because they're having a private conversation and they won't have it if they see us.
Isn't that spying?
It's not spying. I'm staying out of the way so he won't feel embarrassed about being seen with Priscilla in front of his little sister. He mustn't ruin the moment.
I'm going to think through what you just said and come back with a good reason why it's still spying. Give me a minute.
Shh! Here they come.
Your trombone solo was really good today, Barrett.
Thanks. Your flute playing was really, flute-like.
Well, I guess I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, I will be seen. Tomorrow, I mean. See ya.
Bye.
So your big romantic moment is over. Can we go now?
Yeah, he needs a lot of work. Oh, wait! Here comes somebody else!
Well, well, well. If it isn't Barrett, skinny as a carrot, mangy like a ferret.
Huh? Oh, hi, Jay.
Was that your girlfriend?
Nobody said she's my girlfriend.
Yeah, sure. As if Priscilla Peterson would go for a skinny as a carrot, mangy like a ferret guy like you.
I don't know what she'd go for, and I don't really care.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, that's a good thing. I mean, since nobody likes a loser who plays the trombone.
I guess not. Look, Jay, why don't you go home and search for your brain? I think you left it in your sock drawer.
As if I'd keep my brain in a sock drawer. Come on.
Snappy comeback, Jay. Good job. Let's continue this witty repartee later, okay?
Let's say we continue our rippy wet toupee right here and right now, huh?
That's it, Jay. Leave my brother alone.
Emily?
Emily? Matthew? Where'd you come from?
Sorry, Barrett.
Oh, so little sister has to come save her big brother.
No, Emily.
You amaze me, Jay. You really do.
I do?
I thought the traditional school bully was just a stereotype, but I guess I was wrong.
I guess you were. What's she talking about, Barrett?
Beats me.
I'm talking about you working out your own insecurities by picking on my brother. Is it a threat to you that he plays a brass instrument? Is that it?
Oh, no,
Or maybe it's that he has the maturity to recognize his first love before you've even gone beyond the cooties stage.
First what?
Emily?
Priscilla has cooties?
Apparently, you still believe that being overly aggressive will get you somewhere in life. Well, you just remember this, Jay, and remember it well. It's the sensitive artists in the world, like my brother here, who inspire greatness in people, not nearsighted, overgrown, pickle-headed bullies like yourself. Right, Matthew?
Oh, look at the time. I really need to get home now. See you guys later.
Matthew? Matthew! Anyway, let that be a lesson to you. I'm going now, for chili powder.
Wow. What's up with your sister, Barrett?
I don't know. She does this kind of thing every now and then.
Oh, all right. Well, see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see ya. Ha, sisters.
Didn't put you off practicing your trombone.
Is Matthew still with you? I need to talk to him.
Talk to him? Isn't there something you want to say to me?
No, I don't think so.
Hello, Barrett. I think a thank you would be appropriate.
Thank you? For what?
For defending you from Jay.
Oh, is that what you did? Funny, I thought you embarrassed yourself and me by throwing a tirade at Jay.
a tirade. Barrett, he would have trounced you if I hadn't jumped out of the bushes to save you.
Yeah, the bushes. What were you doing in there?
Trying to give you and Priscilla a little private time. And boy, could I give you some pointers about her.
Not interested.
You need help, Barrett.
Nah, I need you to leave me alone so I can practice.
Oh, Emily, just the person I was looking for. Try some of this. It's a new batch of chili.
Sure. You see, Barrett, Dad knows how to seek and take advice.
What do you think? Honestly.
Yeah, Em, honestly.
I need ice water. Ice water!
Does that mean she liked it or not?
I'm sure she loved it. I think you should make her eat the whole bowl.
Oh. You want some?
Sorry, Dad. I can't play the trombone with blisters on my lips.
Good point.
Hi, Matthew. I've been looking for you all day. Where have you been?
Busy. Working on a little project.
With Mr. Whitaker? Is he here?
He went up to his office to get me a gizmo thing.
A gizmo thing?
Uh-huh.
For what? What are you working on?
A birthday card.
A birthday card? This is a lot of technical stuff for a birthday card.
It's a special kind of card.
Really? Who's it for?
I'm not supposed to say.
You're keeping secrets from me now? Somebody told you not to tell me?
Not exactly, but I think...
Who's it for, Matthew?
Barrett.
Barrett? My brother Barrett? But his birthday isn't for another 3 months.
It's not for Barrett's birthday. It's for Barrett to give to someone for her birthday.
Aha! Her? Priscilla Peterson?
You didn't hear it from me.
That's right. Her birthday is this week. So, what's that have to do with you?
He wanted me to rig this card up so that a digital recording would go off when she opens it. Here, I'll show you.
Is that Barrett playing?
Yeah, but wait. This isn't any old musical birthday card. I've mixed in a separate track with Barrett's voice.
Happy birthday, Priscilla. I hope you're really chilla. Today we remember when you were a newborn baby, and everyone is celebrating, kinda. Maybe I could have called you on the phone, but I was so very excited about the day you were born, I thought that you'd like it better if you heard it on my trombone.
Oh, my. Oh, goodness.
Pretty great, huh? Though I'm trying to figure out how to increase the bass response. Maybe tiny subwoofers to boost the low end.
Oh, no.
What's wrong? Do you think I don't need the woofers?
Barrett can't give that card to Priscilla Peterson.
What? Sure he can. I'll have it ready by tomorrow morning.
No, Matthew. That's the worst thing he could do.
Worst thing? What's wrong with it?
Barrett's never gonna win Priscilla's heart with this. It's not what a girl wants. A girl wants to be swept off her feet. She wants romance.
But I don't think Barrett was going for romance. I think he was going for...
For what?
I don't know. Funny, I guess. He's just trying to be friendly. We're too young to be talking about things like romance.
No offense, Matthew, but you're a boy. I don't think you know what a girl wants.
And you would?
Yes, in case you haven't noticed, I'm a girl.
Yeah, but you're not a normal girl. You're like my great-aunt Margaret trapped in a girl's body.
Oh, that better be a compliment.
I love my great-aunt Margaret. Most of the time.
All I'm saying is that if a boy gave me a card like that, I'd...
Barrett's not giving you the card.
It doesn't matter, Matthew. Trust me. This could be disastrous for Barrett. I can feel it in my bones.
Well, my bones feel just fine.
Hmm. Maybe.
Hey, what are you doing?
You use this thing to record Barrett's trombone, right?
Yeah, but...
And you can put any track on that card.
Sure, but...
Then I need you to help me, Matthew. We're going to do Barrett a favor. We're going to change that card. What if we took his happy birthday and changed it around a little?
You mean like this?
Happy birthday, happy
but
birthday.
But lower. Pitch it lower.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
In fact, let's pitch everything he says lower. And that's song's gotta go.
But it's Barrett's song.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's got to go. Let's see what Mr. Whitaker has around here.
His music and sound effects discs are over there.
Aha! Trombones! Let's try one of these. Let's use one of those.
You're kidding.
Ooh, with a drum track.
Oh, brother.
Okay, that's it. Let's hear the whole thing together.
Happy birthday, baby. I am so very excited that you were born.
I love it. It's playful. It suggests the relationship has a future.
Is that what it suggests?
Don't overthink it, Matthew. When it comes to matters of the heart, you need to go with your gut.
Heart, gut, whatever. I just don't think this is a good idea.
Well, you'll see after she opens the card. I'll give it to Barrett tonight.
No, not just yet. I still gotta work on the final mix. I can hand it off to him tomorrow.
Okay, but tell him to give it to her on the way home from band practice.
Why then?
To give them optimum private time.
And so you can hide in the bushes and watch?
Right. Oh, and just make sure you seal the envelope so he doesn't know until she opens it. I can imagine his surprise.
Me too. There you are. I thought you were going to hide in the other bushes.
This one is taller and easier for camouflage. Oh, the suspense is killing me. Did you get the card to him in time?
Yes.
And did you remember to seal the envelope before handing it off?
Yes.
And did you tell him to give it to her on the way home from band practice?
Yes.
Good man.
Look, I have some things to do, so I think I'll go home.
And miss this moment?
It's supposed to be their private moment, remember?
Shh! Look! Here they come.
What? No, I better go.
Too late. Get in here.
Not the bush again.
Oh, this is going to be so great.
I don't know. I think Jerry's tuba playing is a little off. It's pulling the energy down on the piece. Mozart's work needs passion. Passion.
That's right.
Well, come on, Barrett. Don't talk her to death.
Priscilla, I have something for you.
He's reaching into his book bag. He's taking out the card. This is it.
Yeah, this is it.
A birthday card?
Uh-huh. Homemade, too. Open it.
Aw, how sweet. You know, you really didn't have to do this.
It's your birthday.
They walked on. Why did they walk on?
Why hang around a bush?
Oh, she's opening it. And I can't hear a thing.
Maybe it's better that way.
Look at her. Look at her face. What did I tell you, Matthew? What did I tell you?
Well, Emily, when you're right, you're right.
And boy, was I right. Look at that hug she's giving him. Wow. This feels good, Matthew. This feels really good. Just let this be a lesson to you. Sometimes you have to take chances in life. Remember that.
Chances. Got it.
I mean, no offense, Matthew, but you're usually just too timid about things. You need to believe in yourself a little more. Go out there and get what you want.
Go out and get it. Got it.
Oh, look. She's gone. He's coming over. Come on.
What? Wait.
Well, hello there, Romeo.
Oh, hey, Em. Still crawling around in the bushes? Hey, Matthew. Thanks for doing that card for me. I just gave it to her. I think she really liked it.
Great.
So, she really liked the card?
Yeah. Well, actually, she said she loved it.
There. What did I tell you, Matthew? So, I guess you were a little bit surprised, too. Huh, Barrett?
You got that right. It sounded better than I ever imagined. What'd you put in those speakers, Matthew? Subwoofers?
I did a little trick with the EQ to bring out the low end.
Well, it made my trombone sound awesome.
Whoa, whoa. Wait a minute. Your trombone?
Yeah.
Your trombone.
Yeah, my trombone. Why?
Not another trombone?
No.
And your voice didn't sound different?
No, it's what we recorded yesterday. Priscilla thought it was hysterical.
She did?
Yeah, it was perfect. Thanks again, Matthew. You are the man.
Sure. Anytime. I gotta go.
Oh, no, you don't, Matthew. Stay right here.
But stay.
Okay. Well, we'll see you guys later.
See ya.
See you later.
I owe you one, Matthew. Big time.
You didn't change the card?
Oh, I changed it. Back. It wouldn't have been right to do that to Barrett, Em. It's not what he wanted.
But Matthew, how could you? How could you do that to me?
It wasn't about you, remember? It was about Barrett and Priscilla. And you saw how it went.
Yeah, I saw, but why didn't you tell me?
Because you wouldn't take no for an answer. You were so sure of yourself that you wouldn't even consider the possibility that, well...
That what?
That you were wrong.
I was wrong?
It happens to the best of us. I'll see you later, Emily. Oh, and here's your version. I thought you might want it.
Wrong? Hi, Dad.
I have something for you.
Oh, chili, I presume.
You betcha.
No, I really don't think that I'm in the
mood for it. Just one more time. I think we got it right this time.
Well, it certainly smells better than the last time.
Mm-hmm. Go on, take a bite.
Mmm. Hey, that's good, Dad.
Yes.
Flavorful, just the right amount of zing, and the corn chips are crunchy.
Yeah.
This may be the best chili I've ever had.
Wow. Well, I hope that's not just the cold medicine talking.
Nope.
Well, good. Yeah, you know, I realized that I was so busy trying to be clever and different about my chili that I didn't do the smart thing.
What smart thing?
Well, find the right balance between what I wanted to do and what needed to be done.
I know what you mean.
Do you? Is that why you've been hiding in your room all afternoon?
Yeah. The thing is, Dad, when I feel strongly about something, it's hard to hold it in. I want to take action.
And that's one of the things we love about you.
Really?
Sure. But you have to remember to control your intelligence, passion, and action with some wisdom and discernment. You know, balance.
But how can I do that?
Well, you have to stop and think. Do you want what you want because you want it, or... because it's the right thing.
That's hard.
Yep. But it'll save you a lot of trouble in the long run. It's easy to be wrong even when you're trying to do the right thing. That's why we have to step back and give it some thought. Praying is even a better way to go about it.
It's still hard to do.
Yeah, I know. And I'm not sure it ever gets easier. Someone as bright as you are will always have to struggle for the right balance. Well... dinner is served. Come on down to the dining room.
Okay. Hey, Dad?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Happy birthday, baby. I'm so very excited that you were born.
Hey, that's a wild song. What is it?
Birthday card.
Wow. I wish I had that to give Priscilla instead of my card.
What?
I'm kidding, Emily.
Oh.
Look. Matthew told me what you tried to do. Well, thanks for trying to look out for me. I know you meant well.
You're welcome.
It's time for dinner. Come on down.
Let's eat.
Do you really think it was good?
Sure. You should start a new card line.
Only if you provide the voice and the music.
And Matthew does the mix.
Deal. But I'm the president, right?
Yeah, Em. You can be the president.
Mm-hmm. sometimes it's easy to think that because we're smart or talented, people should listen to what we have to say. We give advice and tell our friends what to do and may even get annoyed when they don't listen to us. Even though our intentions may be good, we can forget how we hurt or offend others by trying to boss them around. When I look through my Bible, I see lots of verses that talk about keeping quiet and listening to people wiser than we are before we try to give advice. Here's one. In the book of James, chapter 1, he says, "Take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry." Oh, and here's a good one in Proverbs 17. "A person of knowledge uses words with restraint, and a person of understanding is even-tempered. Even a fool is thought wise if he keeps silent, and discerning if he holds his tongue." When we want to do our best at something, we should listen carefully to advice from our parents, friends, and teachers, even if they don't tell us what we want to hear. Of course, it's always a good idea to ask God to guide our words and advice, because when our words are lined up with His, we can be sure we're saying the right thing. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. When You're Right, You're Right was written by Kirby Atkins and Paul McCusker and directed by Dave Arnold, with sound design by Nathan Jones, music by Tim Hossman. Our cast included Christina Pacelli as Emily, Zach Callison as Matthew, Andy Pessoa as Barrett, and Joel McCrary as Simon, along with Whit Hertford and Gatlin Green. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.